Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out today, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning our Bible to the book of Galatians chapter number 5, and I'm reading from verse number 16 and verse number 17. The Bible said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things which you would." That's reading Galatians chapter number 5, verse 16 and verse number 17. We're continuing our study on dealing with the flesh. I mentioned to you on Monday's broadcast that as a child of God, we have three great enemies. Number one, of course, is the devil. Number two is the world system. And number three is our own flesh. Many Christians recognize the devil as their enemy. They recognize the world as somewhat their enemy, but they do not recognize that their own flesh is an enemy to their spirituality. But these three, the world, the flesh, and the devil, wage a guerrilla warfare against the spirituality of every believer. And I dealt with a question on why are we in this battle with our flesh. And I mentioned to you that the battle rages because of the condition that exists. We're a saved being living in an unsaved body. As a result of that condition, there is the conflict that emerges. The flesh and the spiritual aspect of our life, we sometimes call them the inward man and the outward man, war against each other. And we are in a battle within our own self. There's a civil war going on. Our flesh wants to rule our life. Our spirituality wants to rule our life. And then I began dealing with why the flesh is our enemy. Why do I have such a battle with my flesh? And I'm dealing in four areas on answering this question. Already we have looked at the fact of the depravity of the flesh. The word depravity simply means it's wicked, it is not godly, and it has nothing in it that is Godward. Now there's a little bit of religion and religiosity in our flesh, but that's not godliness. That is for vainglory and self-glory. But the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 6, speaking of our flesh, the Bible said, "From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." And again he said in Isaiah 64, verse number 6, "But we're all an unclean thing, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags." So that's what the Word of God has to say about our flesh. I pointed out to you that it is depraved because of its beginning. We looked at John chapter 3, verse number 6, where the Bible said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." And again, we looked at Psalms 51 in verse number 5, where the word of God said that, "I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Again, we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23, speaking of the child of God in the second birth, the Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. You see, my friend, my flesh is wicked and depraved because it was born of an earthly seed, which was also wicked and corruptible. I get this through the bloodline from Adam and his sin in the Garden of Eden. Our flesh is depraved because of its beginning. It's depraved because of its bounds. That which is born of flesh is flesh. It cannot be anything else but flesh until it dies, is buried, and is resurrected in a spiritual or glorified body. And then I mention number three, that our flesh is not only depraved because of its beginning, because of its bounds, but it's depraved in its behavior. It does not act right. It has its own sinful nature that comes out in all of us every once in a while. The Bible said in Psalms 58, verse number 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. So we looked at the depravity of the flesh. And then on yesterday, we looked at the desires of the flesh, and we saw three things the flesh desires are manifested. Number one, they are self-gratification. The flesh cries out, satisfy my lust. Satisfy my lust. And then number two, they're manifested in self-exaltation. The flesh cries out, hey, look at me. Look what I've done. Look what I am doing. And then the desires of the flesh are manifest in self-liberation. The flesh cries out, don't tell me what to do. So we see the depravity of our flesh, the desires of our flesh. Now quickly, I want us to notice the delight of our flesh. What does our flesh delight in? Well, we find here in verse number 16, where the Bible said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse number 17 explains why that verse is given us in the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number 17, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So the flesh delights in warring against the Spirit. Your flesh delights in stopping or opposing anything that is spiritual in your life. If you are led of the Lord to make a spiritual move toward God and toward righteousness, you can rest assured your flesh will rise up against it and oppose you making that move for God. So the flesh delights in warring against the Spirit. Then we find also in Galatians chapter number 5, and this may be a little bit hard on the opinion that we have of ourselves, but your flesh enjoys wallowing in sin. Look again in your Bible, if you will, please, at the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 19. The Bible said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and the such like, out of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, verse number 19 says, these things are the works of the flesh. And my friend, listen, you may not be desirous of all of these, but these are simply the delights of your flesh. Your flesh enjoys sin. The Bible teaches us in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, that there is pleasure in sin for a season. and your flesh delights in warring against the Spirit. Your flesh delights in wallowing in sin. Your flesh is just like an old hog. You take a hog, you can clean it up, you can perfume it, you can tie a ribbon around its neck and around its ankles, and put a bow on its tail and just fix it up real beautiful. Turn it loose. And its nature is, the first mud hole it finds, it will go right back and wallow in that mud hole. That same thing is true with your flesh. The Word of God said in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 22, "But it happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." Now, I know it speaks here of those apostates who were never really saved, but that is also a picture of your flesh. You can clean it up, you can powder it and perfume it, and you can do all you want to make it look good and look religious. But if you turn your flesh loose, it will wallow in the mires of sin. You say, "Why, preacher?" That's its nature. The nature of a hog is not to have a ribbon around its neck and anklets around its legs and a bow in its tail. The nature of a hog is to wallow in the mud. And my friend, your nature, your flesh, just like mine and everyone else's, is to wallow in sin and do that that is contrary to the will of God and the work of God in our life. Now, I'm aware of the fact that we Christians do not like to be preached to like that. We do not like to observe these truths about our flesh. We'd rather think about that speaking of someone else. But no, my friend, the flesh of the believer is a great enemy. It delights in warring against your spirituality, and it delights in wallowing in sin. And then it delights in walking contrary to that which is spiritual or scriptural. The Bible said in Galatians 5, verse 24, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So, my friend, our enemy, the flesh, must be dealt with. And in order to deal with it, we must understand what our flesh really is. So we looked at the flesh and we saw the depravity of our flesh. We saw the desires of our flesh. And we saw the delights of our flesh. Now listen to me, friend. Your flesh is your enemy. And you will either conquer it or it will conquer you. You will either bring it under subjection, reckon it dead indeed unto sin, or it will rob you of your victory as a child of God. Hear me, dear friend. You better be aware of the fact your enemies are not all out there in the devil and in the world. Your enemy is also your own flesh. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast. Adonai.